Father in heaven, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your calling in our life to serve you. Thank you for the privilege to know you through your Son, our Lord Jesus. I want to thank you for Don, for his leadership, for the past 15, 20 years here at Crew. We pray that you will lead him in his next stage of his life. Continue to use him for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, because Don is leaving us, and I thought we're going to... I want to do something special today. It is my privilege to serve alongside Don, under Don, with Don, to serve the Lord for the last 13 years. And some of you have known Don longer than that, and some of us know Don shorter than that. But Don just let us know last week, the Lord is leading him to retire from Crew in a few weeks and to devote the next phase of his life to his gospel ministry. So I'd like to have today devotion to pay a tribute to you, Don, because I don't know we have other opportunities since you'll be leaving in a few weeks, and I'm winding down myself, so I'm going to take this time. I didn't ask you for permission. I hope it's okay for you. Well, Don is an amazing individual. He is a math teacher. He was a math teacher. He was a gymnast. He was a bodybuilder who won the third place of Mr. America. And he is a gospel illusionist. He's a biker, a devout follower of Christ, a faithful husband, a loving father, and a caring leader. If I want to sum up who Don is, I want to say Don is a godly leader who devotes his life to leading people to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. I was looking in the Bible for a character that can help us to that would portray Don well. And I thought of Nehemiah. So this is what we will have devotion today. Nehemiah is in the Old Testament, historical books, one of the historical books. Nehemiah is a leader used by God greatly to build the holy city of Jerusalem. But more importantly, he led God people to dedicate their life to God. Now, Nehemiah is a godly leader. I want to share about his characters. There are many things you could say about Nehemiah, but I want to just think about four things. The first thing is Nehemiah led with prayers. He depends on the Lord. Now, come with me here in chapter 1 in Nehemiah. And chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. And I continue fasting and praying before the God of heaven." Well, he just heard from his brother that Jerusalem walls and gates are in ruin. And as soon as he heard this, the Bible says, he prayed. He mourned, he prayed, he wept, and that he continued to pray before the God of heaven. Well, as soon as caught my eyes. How many times have you seen Don when he heard some bad news? As soon as he heard it, Don would just lead us, "Let's pray, let's pray." And then Don does not only pray during that time, he continued to pray, just like Nehemiah. Let's continue to see in chapter 2, verse 4. And this time, Nehemiah, he's facing the king of Persia, and he has a long face on his on him because he's worried about, he's concerned about Jerusalem. So the king asked him, what are you requesting? You know, the king asked him why he's sad, and he said that I was very much afraid though. But then the king asked him why, what do you want? So I'm at verse 4. So I pray to God the heaven. So when the king asked him, he probably just pray in his heart, I pray to God in heaven. I could just think about, flashback about how Don always, when we have needs, when we needed discounts from vendors, we need support from leadership for whatever, and Don would often lead us in prayers and to ask God for his favor to us. And I'm going to go to chapter 4. This time, Nehemiah is building the wall already. He led the people to be building the wall. And then those people in Samaria, they did not like it. They oppose Nehemiah and Israelites in building the wall. So they are giving them problem. Well, guess what Nehemiah do when he faced opposition? Let's see what he did. What he did in chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. And they all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause confusion in it. Those are bad people, you know, Sambalat and Tobiah and Arabs and Ammonites. And so, verse 9. And we pray to our God and set guard as a protection against them day and night. Well, we are all servants of God. We are all serving the Lord here at Crew. Some of us serve at church as elders or in different capacity. And all of us serve our family. So the enemies did not like it. He does not like us serving the Lord. So he often attacked us. I know all of us can testify that. He attacked our family. He attacked our ministry at church, at Crew, in all areas of personal life. He does not want us to build the Jerusalem, you know, the kingdom of God. He came to steal and kill and destroy. When we face the enemy's attack in life, Don often pray for us. And he pray it friendly, as if the enemy is attacking him. That's how I felt. I don't know how do you felt, brothers. Don starts his day in prayers, and he helps us to start the week like this in prayers. And Don pray day and night. He's a prayer warrior, and he led with prayer. That's how Don lead. I don't know if you guys notice it. I think Don led with prayers. He led people by prayers. Don is a godly leader. He lead people with prayers. I'm going to point to the second character of Nehemiah. He not only pray, he is a man of action. He doesn't just pray and say, you know, I pray, that's all I do, that's it. No, he is a man of action. He faithfully served the Lord. Now, when the king asked him, what do you want? Flip back to chapter 1. Wow, if you look at the list of his answer to king, the king in chapter 2, and verse about verse 6. He says that, if it please the king, can you send me, send me there to Jerusalem? Oh, by the way, if it pleases the king, can you write letters and let the governors of the in the province beyond the river, so that they let me to pass through to come to Judah? And oh, by the way, can you write a letter to Asaph, so that he is the keeper of the king forest, the Persian king, so that he may give me timber to build beams for the gates of the forest, fortress of the temple, and to build a wall, the house that I shall occupy? And the king granted him. And then, if you keep reading, he, in verse 11, he led with prayers, he led with action. So he journeyed from Persia to Jerusalem. It takes months of travel. And then, when he get to Jerusalem, he surveyed the gates and see how what happened there at night. Well, dawn, just like the Nehemiah, he is not only a prayer warrior, he is a man of action. He is a hardworking man. He uses his time wisely. He led teams. He moved projects forward. And he loved his wife and his daughter. He used his weekends and vacation on gospel ministries. He led by action. And the third characteristics of Nehemiah leadership is he led by motivation. He builds God's people up to serve God. Look at this. In chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in and how Jerusalem lies in ruins with its gates and burned. This is Nehemiah saying to the Israelites after he surveyed the city. Come, let us build a wall. You know, he is motivating them. Come. Let us build a wall that we may no longer suffer derision. Now, how did he motivate them? He said, verse 18, and I told them, the hand of God, my God, that had been upon me for good, and also for the words that the king had spoken to me. So he told them what God had been doing in his life. You know, the hand of God is with me. He tell people what God did to motivate people. You know what? Look at the response of these people. Verse 18, they say, let us raise up and build. You know, they were motivated once they hear the good testimony. Later on, when they face opposition, Nehemiah would motivate them by telling them in chapter 4, Nehemiah, verse 20. They are facing opposition during the building process. This is what Nehemiah told them. In the place where you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. Well, this is how Nehemiah motivated God's people to build the wall. God is going to fight for us. Well, Dawn, like Nehemiah, leads by motivation too. He motivates us to pursue our dreams. He motivates us to serve the Lord. He motivates us to love our family. He motivates us by telling the hand of God is with us. He motivates us by telling us God will fight for us. Don is a leader that leads by motivation. And this is the last point, point number 4. Nehemiah led with joy. He enjoyed the Lord. Read with me in chapter 8. Chapter 8, Nehemiah. And this time, Ezra came into the scene. He read the laws. The God's people heard the law. They were convicted of their sins and they weep. And then in verse 9, and Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribes, and they come in, they told the people, and I want to jump to verse 10. And he said to them, "Go on your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send potions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our God." And this is the key, the last verse. "And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord. So Nehemiah is telling them, rejoice in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is their strength. So I think you guys will agree with me. Don is one of the joyous person that I have ever met. He is positive, joyful. He not only pray for others, but he influences others with the joy that he received from the Lord. We can sense Don's joyful spirit when he is around. His joy is contagious. He often helps us to look at bad situation from a joyful, positive perspective. Well, in conclusion, Don led with prayers. He trusted the Lord. Don led with action. He is faithful to serve the Lord. And Don led by motivation. He builds God's people up to serve the Lord. And finally, Don led with joy. He enjoyed the Lord. I thank God for the privilege to serve the Lord with you, Don, for the last 13 years. It's a privilege. And I'd like to end today's devotion by praying Nehemiah prayer in chapter 1. Nehemiah prayed in chapter 1. This is the way he ended the prayer in chapter 1. And I want to pray this as a blessing to Don. And in chapter 1, verse 11, I'm going to modify it a little bit to suit our context. So this is the prayer. "O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to hearing your name, and give success to Don, your servant, in the next phase of his life. May your good hand be upon Don as he faithfully serves you for the remainder of his life, for your glory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen."